A new order of man,
that as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. John 1 verse 12. In the beginning God created the universe and made everything that is in it. He made the earth, the plants, the animals. Finally, he made man in his own image. Man was created a tripartite being, with a spirit, a soul, and a body. He was given attributes and characteristics that reflected his creator God, a mind to think, a will to choose, and a range of beautiful emotions to feel. When Adam was formed, he was unique among the vast array of created creatures. He was distinct from all other living things, singularly made in God's own likeness. God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals." Everything that God made for man to richly enjoy was good, oh, so very, very good. But Adam's sin caused the creation to be cursed, and man lost his regal position. Adam's sin caused God to set in motion his eternal plan and purpose for humanity. God intended to redeem man of his sins and restore him to his rulership position. Oh, but God intended to do much more for man, to provide him with, oh, so very much more. God purposed his own son would shed his innocent blood to pay the tremendous price for the sin of the entire human race, as God's perfect law required. God's plan was not simply to restore man to his original position, where sins could be forgiven and a right standing between God and man could be restored. God did not plan to restore all that Adam lost when he rebelled against his Creator. His plan was to elevate man to a position of far greater eminence than ever before. A new creation and a new federal head was to be the new order of redeemed humanity. New born-again creatures in Christ that were to become partakers of the divine life. A heavenly people with a heavenly inheritance, a heavenly king and a heavenly home. This was not to be the norm for the entire human race, for every man was endowed with a mind to think, a will to choose, and a range of God-given emotions to feel. The new heavenly order was not to be imposed on all humanity, but given as a free and everlasting gift of grace to all who received God's chosen, anointed federal head. For as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. But note, the promised life of grace upon grace is a free gift to all who receive Christ Jesus. But he must be received, he must be accepted, for he is the minister of God's grace. He is God's unspeakable gift of grace. He is the Alpha and Omega of peace. For as many as received Christ, the Messiah of Israel, Son of God and Son of Man, the giver of life and light of the world, the author and finisher of our faith, to as many as received him, to them was given the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe in his name and trust in his finished work. To receive him as a good man of God or religious leader is insufficient. To acknowledge him as a great prophet or wise teacher is of no consequence. To revere him as a moral man or an interesting historical figure is inadequate. Jesus must be received as the Redeemer of the world, the perfect sacrifice. To them and them alone he gave the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.